सत्यं ब्रुआत् प्रियं ब्रुआत् योग्यं ब्रुआत्।
Hello everybody, this is Sampriti from Science of Seers and you are listening to the podcast of Science of Seers. Today we will discuss some basic points on transit or gochar in Vedic astrology. So let's start. The Sanskrit name of transit is gochar. By transit or gochar we mean the motion of planets in the sky. By transit or char or gochar position of a planet we mean the position occupied by a planet at a given point of time. Now, the transit chart is different from the birth chart because the birth or natal chart indicates the planetary positions at the time of birth and transit charts indicate the planetary positions in any specified timing, for example, current planetary placements. As the planets move, the effect of these positional changes is different on each and every individual. For example, not everyone with the same Janma Rashi experiences the same result on a given day or week or month. The results given by planets depend on what they stand for in the natal chart. The planetary position at birth in the horoscope lays down the parameters within which the events of life are likely to unfold. We can assess the possibility of fructification of those promises which are present in natal chart. Let's take the example of playing cards. The planetary positions in natal horoscope indicate the hand of cards that are dealt to any one of us. The values in this hand are the result of yogas that are present there. The timing of the play is the domain of the dashas and number of tricks that can be played is decided by transit. The Hindu classics support this correlation between transit, natal planetary positions and dashas. For example, Mahadeva in his Jatak Tattva says, planets give results that are due to their positioning in a house, Rashi or sign, aspects, conjunctions, and the Karak Tattva or significances assigned to them in their dashas. Colonel A.K. Gore has referred transit as the delivery boy of gods who delivers a package which is prepared by planetary promise and yogas. This delivery boy collects the package from dashas and delivers it to the native. We should understand this very carefully to outline the timing of promise with respect to the natal chart and ongoing dashas for the native. This is the reason why the impact of transit is not similar for the individuals born with same solar or lunar or rising signs. After this basic understanding of transit, let's discuss some points which are given in Faldipika by Mantreshwara. In Faldipika, the moon sign or Chandra Lagna is used as the prime Lagna to delineate the effects of transit. The very first shloka of his Charphalam Adhyay says, Sarveshu Lagneshvapi Shastu Chandra Lagnam Pradhanam Khalu Gochareshu. This means, though all the Lagnas are available, the moon Lagna is the prime Lagna for delineation of transit result. Therefore, Mantreshwara is granting permission to study the effect of transit from any Lagna. The importance of this permission is that, firstly, even though the moon sign Lagna or Chandra Lagna holds the prime place, it may not meet the entire requirement. So, we would be discussing this deficiency a little later. Secondly, all Lagnas here implies that besides the ascendant, the moon sign and the sun sign, there are other Lagnas which are available to be used if needed. The primacy of moon in the transit arena has been propounded by several sages. The reason here may be the fact that the moon represents the mind. The mind is what makes us perceive emotions. Sense of happiness comes from the mind. The misery of dejection, the deja vu, the merriment of achievement, these are all related to our moon. It is through the agency of our mind that we partake the results of promises made in our horoscopes, which are timed for fructification by the dasha and delivered to us by transit. As we are aware that Rashi signifies the environment or qualities of different areas of life, so in totality with respect to human race, the transits show influence of different type of energies which prevail in different environments. These energies trigger the event in the life of native. If native's Vav, Vavesh, Karak and Dasha has connection with these transits. So we need to study and understand transit for assessing influence at a larger level, like in community level, in different countries and among the people of a particular population, defined by some specific characteristics like similarities in profession. Like Mars represents police forces, military, etc. So the planetary aspect and transit position of Mars will indicate the condition of police persons in large at that time. So for example, right now as the current transit is showing that Mercury will remain under the close 9th aspect of Rahu until March 7th. This may cause issues with stocks, finances, business, technology, communications, health and computer viruses. Similarly, Jupiter will also remain under the close aspect of Rahu, that is the 9th aspect of Rahu, until March 8th. This is likely challenging for everyone and represents issues with husbands, children, law, judges, banking, religion, morality, education, publishing and teaching, and advisory roles. Transits are important to study common destiny. So, common transit predictions given in newspaper or TV channels or panchang should not be taken literally for every individual without analyzing the native's chart carefully. However, these can be used as guideposts to learn the changing conditions around us. Signs of Seers will try to describe transit analysis every week to create a better understanding of the cosmic energy and a look before you leap.
Thanks for listening to the podcast of Signs of Seers. You can reach us through the email ID, that is scienceofseers@gmail.com, and also can use the link for asking questions given in the description box. We will be back with new episodes shortly. So, see you later. Till then, Satyam Bruat, Priyam Bruat, Yogyam Bruat.